always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday afternoon here on Columbo and Katie on 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. I am Tony Columbo. My partner is Katie Fitzpatrick. And we are here with you on another busy day. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Lots to talk about. Great guests today, including Jordan Rowden, who is running for United States Congress right here in the St. Louis area, running in St. Charles County, the Blaine Lucktemeyer seat. He is the Libertarian candidate, Jordan Rowden is, and we're going to talk to him just after 3 o'clock, so about an hour from right now. Also, it being Tuesday means we're going to talk to our buddy Crane Durham from NothingButTruth.com. And we'll do that in just about 15 minutes. Very much looking forward to that conversation. Okay, I was going to... So things just got crazy right at the beginning of the show in here. Right before we went on the air. I was going to save this story for when we talked to Crane. But it looks like the president is going to speak about this story any minute now. So I want to get this story out there. In case the president does speak, because if he does, I want everybody to understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm, context.
So, yes. So, let's start with this. There have been many videos, obviously, over the last few years of Joe Biden looking very bad on camera, on stage. There has been, specifically, just in the last week, several that have kind of brought it to even a new level. We had the Juneteenth celebration at the White House where where the president was standing next to the vice president and others watching a gospel performance where everybody is dancing and clapping and very into it. And the president just froze, just absolutely froze. For nearly a minute, he looked confused, lost, bad.
Oh, bad. So bad.
We just talked yesterday. You brought it up yesterday, Katie, about the fundraiser, the campaign fundraiser over the weekend in Los Angeles that Joe Biden attended, along with a bunch of Hollywood A-listers like Julia Roberts and George Clooney, but also President Barack Obama. At that event, it looked like he got lost on stage after he spoke. And we're used to somebody, it's usually Jill Biden,
assisting,
who rushes up on stage and sort of escorts the president off the stage and guides him because he's, and it was, but it was actually Barack Obama who did it at the event over the weekend. There's also one, I don't know if you've seen this, we haven't talked about it on the show yet, but it's been out there also. He was at a... he was at some event where there were military skydivers.
Yes.
And he is watching these skydivers land in their parachutes, and he's there on the ground and they land and everything. And I don't know if he was watching a demonstration. I don't know the details, but I've seen the video many times, and he's obviously obviously there to greet these military guys jumping out of the airplane, and they are landing and the parachutes are everywhere and they're collecting the parachute after they land. And there's a group, including the president, standing there on the ground, and he looks like he has no idea what's going on. He turns away from the guy who just landed, who's the guy he's supposed to go talk to.
Mm-hmm.
He turns away from him. He gives a thumbs up to somebody off camera.
Wanders a little bit.
And then starts to wander. Mm-hmm. And he looks. He's got that vacant look, mouth open. And he starts to walk away. Like, not like purposefully.
Mm-hmm.
Like confusingly meandering away. And again, one of the people there with him. I don't know if it was the Italian prime minister.
Is that who?
Okay. Had like runs over, puts her arm around Joe Biden and turns him back to come to where he's supposed to be and talk to the guy. Right.
So bad.
So in a new low, if you ask me, for this administration today, and I promise you, this is going to be what you hear now over and over and over going forward. Today in the press briefing, Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about these videos and these moments that Joe Biden seems to be having more and more of and how bad they're getting. And she said that those videos are being altered by the right-wing media and they're edited or taken out of context. And she created a new word. She calls them cheap fakes.
Oh my gosh.
Because AI deep fakes, fake videos.
Cheap fakes.
Cheap fakes because it's cheap shots by the right-wing media.
That's why?
So apparently the president is going to address this specifically. And if he does, we're going to go to this. But Karine Jean-Pierre claims that recent videos of Biden looking lost and confused are taken out of context or edited to make the president look bad by the right-wing media. She coined the phrase cheap fakes. Now, I want to play a little piece of sound for you. This is what I was scrambling because I had this queued up and ready to go, and then right as the theme was playing today, my computer did something weird and went to a different story. So I'm not positive this is queued up exactly where it's supposed to be anymore, but I know it's close. So this is from this morning on Outnumbered on Fox News. Emily Campagno, your girl, Kayleigh McEnany, mm-hmm. Harris Faulkner, and some guests are addressing this story. So you'll hear Emily set it up. You may hear her introduce some guests before that if I didn't get this in the right spot. And then you will hear the sound of Karine Jean-Pierre at the press briefing trying to make the case that these videos that we've all seen with our eyes are
fake.
Somehow... fake. I don't even know how you would. She's not claiming that the video is not authentic video. She's just saying it's clipped in a certain way or presented in a certain way to make him look bad. But they're not even arguing that the video is not authentic because it is. But I don't even know how you would do that when a man freezes for 60 seconds and looks lost and confused. You can't really edit that.
You can't.
So it happened. But anyway, let's go to this. This is from Fox News earlier this morning, and then you will also hear the presidential spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre, try to explain away the president's confusion as manipulation by the right-wing media.
Following the circulation of videos that appear to show the president struggling and confused. Clips of those moments have gone viral. The White House came out yesterday claiming that those videos have been manipulated.
Yeah, and I think you all have called this the cheap fakes video, and that's exactly what they are. They are cheap fakes video. They are done in bad faith, and some
done
of your
in
news
bad faith.
Organization have been very clear, have stressed that these right wing critics of the president have a credibility problem because of the fact checkers have repeatedly caught them pushing misinformation, disinformation, and so we see this, and this is something coming from your part of the world, calling them cheap fakes and misinformation. As I said, it was a cheap, a cheap fake. That was definitely a cheap fake. It was. This was widely fact-checked.
Oh.
That video was widely fact-checked, including by conservatives.
She's talking about the skydiving video right now.
On what occurred. The president walked over to give a thumbs up to divers who had just landed right in front of him. And if you run that tape a little bit longer, you would see what was happening, what the president was actually doing, and it is a cheap fake. They do these cheap fakes. They're cheap fakes. What you're seeing right now is Republicans, instead
you
of talking
they're going
about
with the
what
word
I just
cheap fakes?
Just about, a little. What I just talked about, they're really diving into these cheap fake videos.
Cheap fake.
In bad faith. That's what I'm saying. What they're doing is pure bad faith.
Now
while Karine Jean-Pierre,
what they do here,
cheap fake,
what they do here next on Outnumbered is they play each of the clips completely unedited. Now, I want to, obviously, this is a video clip.
Right.
So we're not going to sit here and listen to nothing, but I just want to explain a little bit. I mean, these videos are all out there and very easy to find, and just debunk completely. Even without seeing the video, this is how easily debunkable this is. Just by listening to it, you know, and the explanation of the video, and then go watch it yourself, and you will see that this is so easy to debunk. So I'm going to keep this playing. They are going to play each one of those videos completely unedited.
They singled out one or two instances of video cropping or zooming. The footage run on Fox News Media has been unedited. Here's the unedited footage of Biden at the G7 summit that Karine Jean-Pierre just mentioned.
So this is the skydiving incident. There's a skydiver with a huge parachute connected to him. He just landed. The president is looking the other way, and now he is wandering away. He does give a thumbs up to somebody off camera, but he is not even looking in the direction of where everybody else is and what's going on, and he's walking away. Now the Italian prime minister has come over, kind of ran over, puts her arm around the president, turns him around,
unedited,
and you can see him literally go,
oh,
and they put him back. They like put him back in the row of people where he's supposed to be standing.
Where everyone else is standing.
It is, there's no way to fake these. You just play the whole thing. You can take quotes out of context.
Transcript.
Yeah.
You can. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I could say the sentence. I don't like anyone who likes beating their spouse, and you could clip that into me saying, likes beating their spouse.
Right. Yeah.
Here's Tony Colombo talking about so-and-so. Likes beating their spouse. Like, you can take sentences and
manipulate them.
But these long pieces of video, you can't. You can see it.
But
he's
also
lost.
Whenever we talk about editing video, wouldn't it be beneficial for them if people were able to edit the video and not have this much time of him wandering around aimlessly for seconds, minutes? I mean, wouldn't the benefit of editing a video for this be that people would be able to say he wasn't staring off into space for 2 minutes straight? It was only a minute, and that's how we edited it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not, it just doesn't make any sense what they're trying to present us.
Here's one more.
Of President Biden at the Juneteenth concert.
This is the gospel concert. Okay, he's already just frozen, blank expression, not moving. Everyone else around him clapping, dancing, just stone-faced, not moving, statue-like, clearly lights out, still just standing, doing nothing.
And here's the unedited video. Biden at his.
They could have made that even worse for the president. They cut it off before he even. Yeah, and then they show him
fundraiser this past weekend,
walking off the stage at that LA fundraiser with Perry, with Obama. There's Jimmy Kimmel looking super happy. Again, the president is completely confused faced. Kimmel and Obama are waving.
There's nothing to edit.
Yeah, Kimmel and Obama are waving, and everybody's cheering, and Joe is standing there completely lost until Barack comes over and puts his arm around him and helps him off the stage.
There's nothing
to fake. There's nothing to edit. But now, get ready. We heard Bidenomics. We've heard different sayings, slogans, whatever over the years. This is going to be the new defense. Anytime Joe Biden looks ridiculous while giving a speech or at an event or whatever it may be, that is going to be a cheap fake video.
Cheap
that
fake.
Is manipulated by the right-wing media. The right-wing media.
It just is so... The gymnastics and the mental pretzels that
yes.
people have to twist themselves into to make a guy try to look good. Our eyes are not lying. We saw what we saw. There was no manipulation.
Mm-mm.
That's it.
I mean, this is desperation.
This is desperation.
This is desperation.
Cheap fake. I can't get over that. That is so stupid.
And Kareen's,
it's not clever.
Kareen's whole premise of a American media that is biased against Democrats and the president
yeah.
is so insane. That
Biden's
I,
trying to do that too.
How you can say that with a straight face.
Come on, guys, be fair.
When we've played
be fair.
Yesterday and last week, all of these examples of what we were, you know, for the fun of it, calling it Media Madness Monday, of reporters doing everything they can, like you said, mental gymnastics, to find a way to try to defend Joe Biden when there's or try to find a positive out of a terrible story about polls or something. They go out of their way as much as they can to create something negative about Donald Trump while trying to protect Joe Biden. And we're supposed to believe Karine Jean-Pierre when she says that this is the right-wing media in America.
Yeah, making cheap fakes, yeah.
Cheap fakes. I hate cheap fakes.
Corny. Corny,
I
corny.
I hate it. I hate the word. It's as dumb as Bidenomics.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll continue to keep an eye on it. The president was supposed to come out and address this, but now that little blurb, the little countdown has gone away, so maybe that's changed. We'll continue to keep an eye on it. If he does come out, I'd love to hear the president himself try to mm-hmm. defend the cheap fakes. What a joke. We'll get Crane Durham from nothingbuttruth.com in here. We're going to ask him his thoughts on this story. Also, as we talked about yesterday with Virginia Carruta, the debate rules for next week's, unbelievable, that's next week, next week's presidential debate are officially set. I want to talk about those and this terrible story, another horrible story about an illegal immigrant in the United States sexually assaulting
disgusting
children in broad daylight
disgusting.
In New York City.
Kill him.
How much do we have to endure before something is done? We'll talk about all of these stories and more as we roll through a busy Tuesday afternoon, and we'll get Crane Durham on the line with us next on Columbo and Katie.
I can't stop this. For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Welcome back to Columbo and Katie on 101.9941 News Talk STL. Sorry for that delay there. The president is actually speaking right now.
Just when we got to break, he started.
Does, yeah, and he's talking about it being the anniversary of DACA.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to address the cheap fakes thing. He already, though, looks like it's not a good day for Joe. Let's go to this live right now.
Said, doctors, we've been a significant concern.
This is at the White House right
family.
Now.
Spent a lot of time in hospitals and for our family. I always said that doctors let you live. Nurses make you want to live. Not a joke. A lot of time in ICU, a lot of time with my son, a lot of time. And, you know, if there's any angels in heaven, they're all nurses, men and women. Not a joke. So thank you for what you did. Help us get through the pandemic, pal.
Katie.
And for all you're doing for our country.
If there are any angels in heaven, what?
They're all nurses. Not a joke.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm Jill Biden's husband.
Oh,
thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure I'm going to introduce you all the way. But all kidding aside.
What was that?
As well as Secretary Becerra and advocates and families for law
enforcement. Did we just get one live?
Everybody's just here. 2 weeks ago, I did
we got one live.
Congress refuses to.
We got a live one.
Hold on. Stop. Stop everything. Hold on.
We got a live one, folks.
Hold on. I'm going to rewind that. Hold on. Did we get one for our hotkeys for our buttons?
Absolutely.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on. I'm rewinding this. Hold on. I got to find it. What?
Can
I go too far? I'm Jill Biden's husband.
My name's Joe
yes,
Biden.
Yes, okay.
I'm Jill Biden's husband. Thanks to all the members of Congress.
What is this?
Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure I'm going to introduce you all the way.
What?
No kidding aside.
What was that?
As well as Secretary.
We haven't even gotten
Sarah,
into it. This is the first minute.
This is like the Babylon Bee.
2 weeks ago.
He's supposed to be out here defending himself for looking terrible. And the videos of him looking confused and lost
are cheap fakes.
And that just happened?
This is painful.
I know we need to catch up to like live TV, but hold on. I got to hear it one more time.
I didn't go back far enough.
Hold on. This just happened live. This is unbelievable.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm Jill Biden's husband.
Terrible joke.
Yeah.
Thanks to all the members of Congress and Homeland Security Secretary. I'm not sure I'm going to introduce you all the way.
The girl behind him, her eyebrows went way up. Her eyebrows reached her forehead. She was like, what?
I cannot believe that just happened live.
Why did that?
We're talking about this.
It's terrible.
Right, I'm going to go back to live here and see.
Up, down.
Okay, he's still talking about he's talking about DACA, which is what he's supposed to talk about. If he talks about cheap fakes, we'll go directly to the White House again live. I can't believe that just happened.
I don't. This is the issue. They just got to him. This is the first two minutes. He's only introducing people. We haven't even gotten to the subject.
No, exactly.
And that's what happened.
All right, we got to get Crane in here.
The
Crane
people
on the line?
Behind him, yeah. The people behind him are, they are like, what are we doing here?
Crane Durham, on a day when the president can't get a word out of his mouth, brothers don't shake hands, brothers got a hug. How are you? Crane, I can't believe.
I mean, Mushmouth has made an appearance.
Yes.
And it's a shame. It's a shame. But as I hug you, I make sure you're there. I kind of squeeze your shoulder. I take your hand and I look at you in the eye. I'm thinking, are we in the Matrix here or something? Because
are you real?
I've seen the videos of our president, and we've seen them in context. They're gaslighting us again. They're telling us what is before us is not before us, and you just caught him live.
That's it. Well, my mind is blown that just happened.
And we just got that.
So if you're just joining us, we started the show with sound from Karine Jean-Pierre in the press briefing yesterday. The White House is now claiming that recent videos of the president, like when he froze at the Juneteenth gospel concert on the White House lawn, when he had to be escorted off the stage over the weekend at his big swanky fundraiser with a bunch of A-list Hollywood folks, and when he was recently at the G7 and was watching a skydiving demonstration by the military, he had another incident where he froze and looked confused and wandered off and had to be brought back. The White House has now coined a phrase called cheap fakes and is saying that all of these videos are being edited or taken out of context by the right-wing media and presented in a dishonest fashion. What the Green Jean-Pierre kept saying, bad faith, and that they are cheap fakes. That's the word that she said over and over. That's the new term coming out of the White House, that these are cheap fakes. Now, the president, it was alleged that he was in this. He's still talking. He's talking about DACA because it's the anniversary of DACA. And they were saying that he was going to address this himself during this. So we're going to keep an eye on this. But the fact that as we're talking about that, and as he's out here on the day that he's supposed to defend and say that these videos of him looking lost, confused, old aren't true.
It's not true.
That just happened. What? Whatever he just said about trying to introduce Mayorkas and like Crane. This is as bad as it gets, and they can't even hide it. Even when they're trying to explain it away, he looks old and lost and confused. This is unbelievable to me.
It is unbelievable. And if you listen to his speeches, he'll quote Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, and he won't apply context to Donald Trump. If you talk about cheap takes on that, and I'm saying takes, the idea, immigrants are poisoning the blood of our country or something along those lines, he will take a piece of it. And I'm not defending an artful statement by President Trump. I wish he wouldn't make them. But he's trying to make an argument against Trump that Trump is not actually making. And so if we look at his speech or his entire campaign is, hey, I'm going to gaslight you. I'm going to tell you the economy is doing great. You just don't realize it yet. Your wages are keeping up with inflation when they're not. Hey, it's wonderful what we're doing because we're playing both sides of the Israel-Hamas game. And justice is equal across the board. There's not two tiers of justice. Yet we see left-wing rioters destroying our country, violently attacking people, and making a menace of themselves. And yet if you have anybody who is conservative who goes outside the letter of the law, we're going to bring in the Justice Department in, which is fine. They're enforcing the law, but they're not doing it with Lady Justice having a blindfold. This is a gaslighting campaign to say, hey, America, everything is fine. It's not fine. They've become propagandists for terrorists because they buy into the Hamas crap. It's a clear black and white issue. When it comes to Ukraine, he slow walked the aid. He hurt Ukraine's chance to advance in that war. And on the border, he's doing things that are cosmetic, but not substantive. And he's also saying, hey, guess what? I can't do these things until Congress acts. And then he acts.
Yeah.
And he does the very same thing that he does, saying he couldn't do it.
And Crane, I want to, the other story that I planned on talking with you about was the story coming out of New York City, the newest horrific video surrounding an illegal immigrant committing a crime. This was a broad daylight sexual assault of a 13-year-old girl.
Disgusting.
In New York City by an illegal immigrant. Now, I will get into that story in a minute, but I want to go back to the president for a second because apparently he's rolling out.
Okay.
On again, this is the reason he's speaking. He's got all these Democrats gathered behind him. Chuck Schumer's right there, so apparently he didn't die of E. coli after yeah. the frozen burgers on Father's Day.
He's still with us.
Oh my God. We talked to Jeff Fitter from Super Smokers Barbecue about that picture yesterday. I highly recommend everybody go back and listen to the podcast because it was something. Hearing a barbecue expert break down just how wrong everything going on in that picture was. But apparently, Joe Biden is rolling out a new initiative that will provide a quick path to citizenship for undocumented spouses. So if your spouse is here legally, this is a way for you to get citizenship. And since we're talking about this, and on the day where we're talking about an illegal immigrant raping a 13-year-old girl in broad daylight in New York, for Joe Biden to be rolling out a path to citizenship,
mind-boggling.
It just says it all. Let's go back to the president live at the White House. I want to see if we can get some details on what's happening with this new initiative. Here we go. Back
in taxes, contributing to our country for 10 years or more. Matter of fact, the average time they've spent here is 23 years. The people we're affecting today. But living in the United States all this time with this fear and uncertainty, we can fix that. And that's what I'm going to do today. Fix it.
Standing ovation.
Jill was the first person to stand up, by the way, everybody.
She's probably getting ready to help him off the stage.
She started it.
Doesn't require any fundamental change in our immigration law. There's already a system in place for people we're talking about today. But the process is cumbersome, risky, and it separates families. Under the current process, undocumented spouses of U.S. citizens must go back to their home country. For example, Mexico, for example.
Yeah.
Fill out paperwork and obtain long-term legal status.
Yeah, because they're here illegally.
They have to leave their families in America with no assurance that they'll be allowed back in the United States. So they stay in America, but in the shadows, living in constant fear of deportation without the ability to legally work. All this, even though under the law today, they're eligible for long-term legal status. Today, I'm announcing a common sense fix to streamline the process for obtaining legal status for immigrants married to American citizens who lived here for a long time. For those wives or husbands and their children who have lived in America for a decade or more but are undocumented, this action will allow them to file a paperwork for legal status in the United States, allow them to work while they remain with their families in the United States. Let's be clear, this action still requires undocumented spouses to file all required legal paperwork to remain in the United States. It requires them to pass the criminal background checks, and it doesn't apply to anyone trying to come here today. It only applies to this action is a better way. It doesn't tear families apart while requiring every undocumented spouse to fulfill their obligations under the law. Look, the action I'm announcing today will go into effect later this summer. And by the way, just as was true for the protection of Dreamers, the steps I'm taking today are overwhelmingly supported by the American people, no matter what the other team says.
Mm-mm.
In fact, polls show over 70% of Americans support this effort to keep families together.
That's not true. That's
we just read
true.
A poll that's saying that isn't true.
Yeah. Almost two-thirds of Americans think that illegal immigrants should be deported.
No joke.
And the reason
I'm
simple.
Not kidding. I'm not kidding.
It embraces the American principle that we should keep families together. In 2013, President Obama and I took a similar action that allowed undocumented spouses and children of America's servicemen to stay together while they apply for legal status in America. Servicemen protecting our nation should not have to worry about keeping their families together, for God's sake. This policy has been in place for over a decade and is working well, and so will the new one. Look, let me close with this. I refuse to believe that to secure our border, we have to walk away from being in America. For that's generations have been renewed, revitalized, and refreshed by the talent, the skill, the hard work, the courage, and determination of immigrants coming to our country. Look, the Statue of Liberty is not some relic of American history. It still stands
almost.
For who we are. But I also refuse to believe that for us to continue to be America that embraces immigration, we have to give up securing our border. They're false choices. We can both secure the border and provide legal pathways to citizenship. But we have to acknowledge that the patience and goodwill of the American people is being tested by their fears at the border. They don't understand a lot of it. These are the fears my predecessor is trying to play on when he says immigrants, and his words are poison the blood of the country. When he calls immigrants, in his words, animals. When he was president, he separated families and children at the border. And now he's proposing to rip spouses and children from their families and homes and communities and place them in detention camps. He's actually saying these things.
Okay.
It's hard to believe it's being said.
That's enough.
Okay.
That is unbelievable. Again, Crane, coming on a day where an illegal immigrant raped a 13-year-old girl in broad daylight in New York. And, I mean, just the timing is unreal. Go ahead.
Pardon, but did he just say we're not smart enough?
to understand what really is happening at the border?
Yes.
Did he just say, yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, and he wants to keep families together, Riley Gaines' family together.
Hmm.
But what about the dead Americans? Their families aren't together.
Yeah. What about the family?
Their families are gone for flipping ever.
What about the family of the girl that got raped? What about the family of the police officers that got assaulted in Times Square? What about,
And by the way,
Lake
animals.
And Riley, like you just mentioned, Lake and Riley.
Animals, behavior.
Yeah. Yeah, you said, I think you said Riley Gaines, but you meant Lake and Riley, of course.
Lake and Riley, pardon me.
Yeah, no, who died at the hands of an illegal immigrant.
Yes.
Yeah, what about her family?
That's not a cheap fake.
Yeah, so.
I made the mistake.
We got Crane Durham from NothingButTruth.com and the Nothing But Truth Facebook page. I want to dissect a little bit of what the president just said, and specifically the part where he said that it is a false choice that we either secure the border or we risk safety. I don't believe that is a false choice. I think that if this border is not secured, we do risk safety. But it's interesting to hear the president say that it is a false choice. I think he's lying when he says that, just like he was definitely lying about the polls of having American voters on his side in this. So I want to get your thoughts on that and unpack this a little bit more. And I think I got to go back and get that sound at least one more time.
I'm going to try to grab it on the way to break.
Glitching, buffering at the beginning of this. Of this press appearance. All right, so we will do all of that as we continue our conversation with Crane Durham next on Colombo and Katie.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
I wish that I could fly. Welcome back to Colombo and Katie on 101.9941 News Talk STL. Been a little bit of a funky segment here with Crane Durham from NothingButTruth.com and the Nothing But Truth Facebook page, but live announcements by President Biden regarding immigration just announced that he is putting into place a policy, a process that will allow undocumented spouses to stay in the United States and gain citizenship. So if you are married to a citizen, but you are illegal, this is something that you'll be able to take advantage of. He says it goes into effect later this summer. Once again, it seems like, Crane, I mean, this, you know as much as I do, we heard it together. Yeah. Sounds like, though, this is an executive action. We're acting without Congress again. We're ruling with a pen and a notebook. What are your thoughts as we've had a couple of minutes to digest what we just heard from the president?
Well, once again, he has made statements that he can't do something because it's not constitutional. And then he does them and they're extra constitutional, much like President Obama did. And he's doing this. We haven't gone to the Remain in Mexico policy. He's not fixing the problem. He's taking issues, and we have this open border. We have the consequence of dead Americans or raped dead Americans or raped Americans. And while we all sit back and we go, I understand why people want to come here. I get it. You get it. We all get it. Mm-hmm. And if we had a functioning system that was secure, we enforced the law, and we did that for a decade, people would say, okay, well, maybe we can clean up some things here. But we can't, because we don't have that. We don't have the rule of law. And remember, this is the party that criticizes the Supreme Court for being out of touch with the American people. Yet the decisions from this Supreme Court are tethered to the Constitution, and they're substantive, and they are reasonable, and people can agree or disagree, but at least you're having an argument that's within the confines of the Constitution. But if they dislike the court, they attack it. They try to bring it down. Yet, they like to manipulate, generally speaking, the court with Donald Trump and say, don't look at the context there. Hey, by the way, my videos? Yeah, you just, you're not seeing what you're seeing. They're cheap fakes. I mean, this is a gaslighting operation, and Americans are not buying it because we're experiencing the awful reality of liberal policies coming home to roost.
Katie, I think that gaslighting, Crane's mentioned multiple times. I think that this White House is an expert at gaslighting, but I feel like in the last just 24 hours, they've taken it to a new level with the cheap fakes thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now with this, mm-hmm. they're going to roll out a plan that makes it easier for illegal immigrants to stay in the country on the same day that an illegal immigrant raped a 13-year-old girl in broad daylight in New York. I mean, this, I just feel like we've all of a sudden like jumped into hyperspace with the insanity and the gaslighting, as Crane said, out of the White House.
I think it's interesting. You brought up a point last hour, or not last segment, I should say, Tony, that Crane, I want to get your thoughts on. Trump was notorious for being the person that coined the press and, you know, journalism and media is the enemy of the people. And we saw something unfold between the Trump administration and the media and the press that was a total hated, betrayed relationship. I mean, it was so frayed. Now the Biden administration is also trying to say that that's what's happening with them and their White House, saying that it's the media that's betraying them and that they had, you know, the Biden administration is enemy number one in the media's eyes. Do you think that that's going to work this election cycle of him trying to spin it as like the media is against Joe Biden all of a sudden?
Katie, and it's an excellent question and a great point that has been raised. The fact is, they are going to, it seems to me that he's inside the bubble so much that he doesn't even recognize that the mainstream media, the left-wing media, same thing, has been carrying water for it. And so he thinks he can do what Republicans do when they call out the mainstream media for their omissions or lying by omission or taking things out of context. Therefore, you get conned by the text. And he thinks he can play that game. And the media is going to try to probably go along with him at some point in a certain way. But listen, he's got not only the news media, he's got the so-called entertainment media.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Kimmel hosting this thing.
Yes.
And while the rest of us are sitting there going, you're telling half of America that we're racist, mm-hmm. that we're not smart enough to understand these policies. He's got a bunch of people in the White House surrounding them who are not in touch with reality and are arrogant. And the arrogance is going to cost him.
Crane, quickly, one last question. We just heard the president say that it is a false choice that you either have to secure the border or risk safety. I do not believe that to be a false choice. I think that's more gaslighting. I think that you can secure the border. You can have an immigration policy with a secure border. But I do feel like you have to secure the border or you are risking safety. That's not a false choice, in my opinion. What do you think about that statement by the president?
I think you're right on target. And it's not a false choice. And we haven't enforced our immigration laws in so many years. We had a period of that in the sense of our Donald Trump, President Trump, but we haven't. And we have to enforce the law. We have more dead Americans, more human trafficking, and more rapes, and a whole host of other things dealing with narcotics and everything else. So, look, if we want to fix the problem, we've got to enforce our laws. And defund the police is not a good strategy.
Mm-mm. Well, thanks to Joe Biden and his timing today. We didn't get as much time as we usually do with Crane Durham from NothingButTruth.com. But Crane is with us every Tuesday afternoon, and you can always keep up with everything that Crane is working on by going to NothingButTruth.com or the Nothing But Truth Facebook page. That is the best place to get everything, right, Crane? Your videos, your stories, your podcast.
Yes, it is. And we're going to be back up and running and look forward to this week because it's going to be a big one. And Tony, I must tell you and Katie that I love you too, and you are doing a great job, and you're George Soros free, and you've got LTUSA as one of the greatest newscasters that has ever been. So I love your network.
Well,
thank you, Crane.
We love you being a part of it, buddy. Really appreciate your time today. Sorry that the president stole some of your minutes there. But we'll definitely talk to you again next week and keep an eye on NothingButTruth.com and the Nothing But Truth Facebook page. Crane Durham, thanks so much.
Love you.
We love you too, buddy.
Thanks, Crane.
Great stuff there from Crane Durham. All right, we're going to get into more of these stories as we go through the rest of the afternoon. Hunter Biden made news today. More bad news coming out regarding Hunter Biden and his
corrupt dealings. So we'll get into that. But next, we're going to talk to Jordan Rowden. He is the Libertarian candidate running for United States Congress out of St. Charles County. He joins us next.